今天跟大家讲的题目很奇怪啊。
Today's sermon topic is very strange.
和彼得。
And Peter.
因为彼得当时已经被人遗忘了。
Back then, Peter has been forgotten.
耶稣还记得他。
But Jesus, Lord Jesus still remembered him.
彼得这个名字现在我们每一个人都知道。
Today, we all know the name of Peter.
现在座的也有人的名字会叫做彼得。
Probably among us, there are many people named Peter.
今天全世界最出名的、最大的一个教堂啊，叫做圣彼得堂。
Today, the biggest church is called St. Peter's.
是在梵蒂冈。梵蒂冈。
It's in Vatican.
然后这。在俄国一个地方原来叫做圣彼得堡。
In Russia, there's a place named St. Petersburg.
说的这个名字不好，把它改成为列宁格勒。
Leningrad. Oh, then it was renamed to Leningrad.
后来觉得这个兵死，列宁格勒死掉了就算了，那么然后又把它改回来，又叫圣彼得堡。
After Leningrad passed away, it was renamed back to St. Petersburg.
到底是和彼得这个彼得的名字是什么意思
？Is there any association with the name Peter？
彼得是一个人名。
Peter is the name of person.
他的意思就是一个石头。
The meaning of the Peter is a rock.
在这个。以色列国的北部一个地方，那个地方叫做加利利。
In the northern Israel, there's a place named Galilee.
那地方一般的人在加利利海旁边，他们以打鱼为生的。
Many people live around there, have the occupation as a fisherman.
那里一个年轻人，他名字叫做西门。
There was a young man there named Simon.
这个西门呢？好像普通一般的犹太人一样。
Simon was just like all the other Jews.
好像现在一般的犹太人也是一样。
Just like today's Jews.
他希望，很盼望他们的国家将来会出现一个以色列人叫做弥赛亚。
They were hoping that there would be a Messiah born among their nation.
这弥赛亚的意思，翻过来希腊文就是基督。
If you do a translation of the Greek, it means Christ.
这基督就是一个君王这个意思。
Christ is the king.
如果这位基督君王弥赛亚有一天真正是出现的话，
if one day this king, the Messiah, occurred,
他们就会拯救以色列人脱离罗马的统治。
It would save them from the Roman controls.
而且这位基督君王啊，而且统治这个世界，他们犹太人就站在一个统治者的一个地位。
If this Christ were to come about to be the king of this kingdom, the Jewish will be the supreme people among this country or nation.
当时的犹太人跟现在的犹太人都有这种这个盼望。
Back then, the Jewish and today's Jewish all have this hope.
我刚才说了，在加利利这个地方，一个年轻人，他名字叫做西门。
I mentioned this young man in Galilee, named Simon.
他是一位很有热情，然后很冲动，很有抱负的一个人。
This young man is very passionate with lots of aspirations.
这个人真是有领袖的才干。
This person has a character of being a leadership leader.
因为加利利海，加利利是在犹太国的北边。
Because the Galilee is in the northern part of the country.
以色列人，以色列国对外的交通多半都是在北边。
Most of the route to major countries are by the northern part of Israel.
像我们现在说。条条大道通罗马，也是美在罗马的统治下，有许多的一个交通网啊，通通要到罗马去。
We can say that this passage is going to the Rome And it basically, all roads can go to Rome through this passage.
所以加利利那个地方也是有以色列国交通最频繁的一个频繁的地方。
The Northern Galilee is has a lot of busy traffic to go through Rome.
这位西门这位年轻人啊，我相信他并不是一个单单是一个渔夫，我相信他的家庭是经历一个渔业，一个小的一个企业。
I know that this person Simon, he's not only a fisherman, his family is probably also in the fishery business.
那么这位西门啊，因为地理跟他职业的关系，可能接触到许多许多与来往往的一些人。
Because of his location, he has touched with many people that have gone through this area.
他的知识啊比较广泛。
He has a broad knowledge.
我相信他的希腊文呢一定很不错。
And I believe his Greek is also very good.
否则他不会写出以后这么好的一个彼得前后书。
Otherwise, he would not be able to write the first and the second book of Peter.
虽然他是一个渔夫，他心中有一个很不平凡的一个抱负，希望他的才干有一天会施展出来。
Even though he is a fisherman, he has lots of aspiration. He hopes one day he will be able to display those.
有一天，他的兄弟安德烈告诉他一件事情。
One day, his brother Andrew told him one thing.
哎，他是兄弟啊，我跑到约旦河外，我见到这位施洗的约翰。
I told him, Andrew told Peter that one day I went to the River Jordan and saw this John the Baptist.
我们都知道这个施洗约翰，他是一位从神那里派来的一个先知。
We all know John the Baptist is the
在许多人当中，他那天举着一个年轻人说，他哎，这个人就是我们所盼望的弥赛亚，他出现了。
And he pointed out this one person, the Messiah, has appeared in front of us.
所以我就存着将信将疑这个态度，就跑到找这位年轻人。
So one day I just want to see what's going on, so I went to follow this young man.
这个差不多30岁的年轻人，他说他的耶稣是从家所他从拿撒勒来的。
This young man, 30 years old, is Jesus. He came from Nazareth.
因此呢，我就跟随这个拿撒勒耶稣，跟他住了一个天，住了一个晚上。
So I follow him and I also live with him for a day.
他没有说他跟耶稣住了晚上发现了什么东西。
He did not describe the event that happened in that one day.
但是他决定说，施洗约翰所介绍的这位耶稣，从我的经验里面看，他真正就是一个我们所盼望来的救主。
Through the introduction of the John the Baptist, I know this person is our Messiah.
因此呢，就他兄弟安德烈就把彼得把这个西门介绍去见耶稣。
So Andrew took Simon to introduce him to this Jesus.
很奇怪，耶稣看见西门来了，好像好亲切一样。
Very strangely, after they were introduced, Jesus was very lovingly talking to him.
啊，不必人介绍，他一看见那个西门说，哦，你是就约翰的儿子，你名字叫西门。
The moment that Jesus saw Simon, he told him, you are son of John, and your name is Simon.
我给你个名字，你名字要叫做磐石。
I'm going to give you a name that your name will be called the Rock.
磐石就是彼得的意思。
Rock is the meaning of Peter.
所以今天全世界很出名的这个彼得的名字，就从那个时候耶稣对这个西门啊给他起的。
Today this name of Peter is very famous is because Jesus gave this name to Simon.
然后给他起个名字说你叫做磐石，我告诉你，你要来跟从我，我将来啊要叫你的人好像你的鱼一样。
I gave you this name the rock because I want you to come follow me and I will make you the fisher of men.
哇，原来心中已经很大的抱负，这位西门一听见他所盼望的救主君王啊，他今天竟然看得起我。
This Peter or Simon is very ambitious that after he met Jesus, he said, wow, Jesus of Nazareth has given me a lot of hope.
哇，这是拿撒勒人耶稣，真是了不起！他怎么认识知道我心中有这么大的抱负，将来是一个了不起一个人呢？
Now, how would this Jesus of Nazareth know that I'm going to be a hero in the future?
他人如多鱼，还真了一条鱼，那么不值几个钱，一个人多有价值啊！
You can see that the fish it doesn't worth a lot, but this person worth.A lot more.
如果他真正是我们所盼望的君，救主君王的话呢，那么我替他办大事。
If this person is really our Messiah, our King, I will really do great things for him.
我的政策一实行以后啊，哇，就许多许多人都拥戴着我了。
If I have been able to become the right hand man, and many people will be worshiping me.
因此，他毫无疑惑的马上就放下一切，就跟着这个耶稣走了，做他的门徒了。
So he doesn't ask any questions, he just follows Jesus.
他跟着耶稣以后，他看着耶稣做了好多好多事情。
Obviously, after he followed Jesus, he has done many things.
他是想象不出来的。
Things that he couldn't imagine.
他能够在一个婚姻的宴席里头能够把水变成酒。
He was able to turn water into wine during the wedding.
他能够医好他的岳母。
And he was able to heal his mother-in-law.
他把岳母的水拉起来，岳母就好了，烧就退了。
And he just pulled his mother-in-law's hand, the fever was gone.
所有的人来到耶稣的面前，他一祷告，一按手，都好了。
Many people who came in front of Christ just prayed. Once he touched them, they will be healed.
他亲眼看见耶稣把五个饼两条鱼分开以后，就给五千个人吃饱，他也是分饼的当中一个人。
He was also be able to witness that Jesus was able to split five loaves and two fish in front of 5,000 people, and he was one of the few that were distributing the food.
有点许多人跟随着他，他就跑到一个山上的平原上，就对无数的人讲话。
And one day he was able to go up to a mountain to talk to many people.
而且他的讲话好像一个君王登基颁布新的法令一样。
He is almost like a king that. Teaching to all the people under his nation.
然后啊，他又到耶路撒冷去。
And then he went to Jerusalem.
他看见耶路撒冷那腐败的政权，他就责备他们。
And he saw all the corruption within the government.
他看见是宗教的领袖把他们的很圣洁的圣殿给弄污秽了，他又把这圣殿洁净了。
He was also rebuking these officials because these officials was also abusing the temples and making the market out
of the temple. 这位西门，这位后来耶稣称他为彼得，这位年轻人，他心中高兴，哎呀，我跟随这位拿撒勒人耶稣真是不错了。
This Simon Peter said that I'm following this Jesus of Nazareth is very good.
所以呢，他就找他的父母的人希望靠人事关系呢，他对耶稣说：“哎，希望你将来德国降临的时候，你不要忘记我要坐在你的左右边哦。”
So he was hoping that one day when Jesus became the king, that he would be able to become his right hand man.
他所有的盼望都寄托在这位拿撒勒人耶稣的身上。
So he gave all his hope in Jesus the Nazareth.
好，有一天耶稣对他们说。
One day Jesus told him.
我现在要到耶路撒冷去了。
Now I'm going to go to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是犹太国的京城。
Jerusalem is the capital of the Jews.
君王的宝座就在耶路撒冷。
The throne of the king is in Jerusalem.
说哦，他听见这消息，你说他高兴不高兴
？Now once he heard this news, do you think he was happy or not?
真的要跟从了耶稣上耶路撒冷的时候。
As he was following Jesus to the Jerusalem,
耶稣要问他们一个问题。
Jesus asked them one question.
要让他们的门徒确定认识我耶稣是谁。
Now he wants to confirm that his status. Who is Jesus?
是问你们说我人子耶稣是谁
？So he asked them, "Who is the Son of Man?"
很奇怪。
Very strange.
门徒答的。文不对题
most disciples was not able to answer this question.
彼得就忍不住了。
So Peter was not able to hold back.
你们都不行啊。
None of you can do it.
我告诉你们。
I'll tell you all.
他就是基督，是神的儿子。
He says you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
因此，哇，他这个回答100分。
Because his answer, Jesus gave him 100 points.
耶稣就称赞他。
The God praised him.
啊，彼得，你了不起。
He said, Peter, you're well done.
你真是一个磐石。
You're a rock.
我要把我的教会建立在你这个磐石上面。
I want to build a church on top of your rock.
还厉害，这个他说天，我要把一个天国的钥匙，我都要给你。
I want to give the key to the kingdom to you.
还得了啊！
Can you imagine that?
这位基督君王将来把这个钥匙给我。
This Jesus, the King, gave me the key to the kingdom.
你想想看，这个彼得当时这是高兴到什么地步
？What do you think his attitude was at this time?
还有啊，他说所有阴间的权势都不能胜过你的。
Even the power to the death was not able to win you over.
我都不知道怎么样形容彼得当时这个高兴的一种程度。
I'm not able to describe how happy Peter was at the time.
就在这个时候。
At this time,
耶稣就告诉他们说：“我，你们认为我是基督永生的儿子吗？我现在到耶路撒冷去，有三个使命。”
Now you know I'm the Son of Living God. I have three missions that I must do when I go to Jerusalem.
你要听清楚了。
You must listen carefully.
第一个，我到耶路撒冷去，要受长老许、长宗教领袖等等，受他们许多许多的苦。
Now the first thing is, I will be suffering many things at the hands of elders.
你说彼得听见的话怎么说呢
？What do you think Peter would feel after he heard this?
他心中一定说了。
His heart was probably saying this.
受苦有什么关系啊
？A suffering pain, what's wrong with that?
吃的苦中苦，放过人上人嘛。
People that were able to suffer the pain could become man of man.
如果在受苦的时候，门徒就走个，众人就跌倒了，我不会跌倒。
If everybody all fell down during this pain suffering, I would not fall.
我不会让你失望，因为你叫我彼得磐石，我一定做一个磐石。
I would not let you disappointed because I am the rock.
但是第二个使命，不但是受苦，我要被杀。
The second point, second mission is not only I will be suffering, I would also be killed.
彼得一听见说，受苦不要紧了，被杀不行。
Peter said, "Yeah, I can handle the pain, but I cannot be killed."
主，我万万不行，这个事情不能临到你，死了就完了。
He said, "No, this cannot happening because once you're dead, then I have no more hope."
那么你死了，我也没有盼望了嘛。
If you die, I also have no hope.
我是靠的是你，你都没有了，我还有什么办法呢
？I'm depend on you. If you're gone, then I have nothing left.
那是说，你说要被杀，不怕，我不怕。
You said that you're going to be killed. I'm not worried.
因为有我彼得可以撑起一片天。
I Peter will be able to take over.
所以他就把个刀放在里面，准备必要时他要挺身而出来保护耶稣。
So he will take the sword with him to protect Jesus in case needed.
第一个使命是受苦。第一个使命是要受苦。
The first mission is to suffer.
第二个使命要被杀。
The second mission is to be killed.
但第三个使命说，我第四，在三天要复活。
The third mission is that I will be resurrected on the third day.
彼得听见了没有
Did Peter hear this?
广东人说，当耳边风，耳边风过去，讲复活，怎么回事啊？
Some people said it would just come in through one ear out the other.
天下有哪一复活这个事情啊？
In this world, is there a real resurrection?
你讲归你讲，我听归，我根本没有听见。
You can say all you want, I will choose what I want to hear.
我有听没有见。
I may be listening, but I have not heard you.
不管怎么样，耶稣进耶路撒冷去，我就好吧，我就跟你去吧。
Okay, now Jesus said that he's going to go to Jerusalem. Okay, I'll follow him.
哦，还没有到耶路撒冷，已经不得了了。
Before they got to Jerusalem,
耶稣进耶路撒冷所坐的是一个驴子。
Jesus rode on a donkey into Jerusalem.
这个驴子是这个以色列的皇帝平常出巡的时候坐的。
A donkey was the king of Jerusalem.
所以当耶稣坐这个驴子进耶路撒冷的时候，万城空巷啊，都在欢迎耶稣。
As Jesus rode the donkey into the town, the whole town was welcoming him.
把衣服脱了铺在驴子上面让耶稣坐了上去
They all took off their clothes, put it on the robe, so that
把衣服铺在地上，让这个当地毯一样，当耶稣这个驴走过去。
So they put all the clothes on the robe, just like a carpet, so the donkey can walk over.
砍那个钟石子，在摇喊说：“哦，后生啊，奉主名来的人也应当称颂的。”
And they also raising the flag and saying that Hosanna, that the people that come in the name of Jesus, we should welcome them.
好像一个君王进城去登基，这样大受这样大的欢迎。
It's like a king that to be ready to be throned.
哎呀，彼得真是高兴啊！我钱差点准备好，见见我彼得的日子到了。
So Peter was very happy that he was rubbing his fist that he's ready to go.
我这个磐石就是耶稣基督的左右丞相了。
That I'm the rock, Jesus Christ, the right hand man. It's about to happen.
应在这个时候。
At this moment.
不可能的事情要发生了。
The things that should be happening is about to happen.
他们的同伴的当中有一个叫做犹大。
Among the disciples, there's a person named Judah.
这个不争气的犹大，见利忘义的犹大。
Judah is not very.
Judah.
Judah. He was not very for Jesus.
在半夜里居然带了几个罗马的兵丁来捉拿耶稣我的主人不行啊
At night, Judas led many soldiers to try to capture Jesus
你们几个罗马兵算什么
So these Roman soldiers
你看我彼得
And Peter was
就拔刀出来了
Peter was pulling out his sword ready to fight
一夫当关了万夫不敢惹然后这个一刀砍过去啊，就先把那个祭司那个仆人耳朵把它砍下来，就说。
So Peter pulled out the sword, cut off one of the soldier's ear.
因为他说耶稣你是基督啊。
He said, Jesus, you are the Christ.
你是永生神的儿子啊。
You are the Son of the Living God.
我首先发难而已啊。
I only started to revolt.
你会吩咐天上的军天兵天军，你来帮助我，我们就得胜了。
That you will send the soldiers of heavenly soldier to help us.
你能行很多的神迹，今天我看见你的神迹要出现了。
You have performed many miracles. We know you will perform another miracle.
别想着耶稣说彼得收刀入鞘吧，把刀封，把这刀收起来。
He was surprised that Jesus told him to put the sword away.
凡动刀兵的，你将来必死在刀下。
He said, if you use the knife, then you will also be killed under the knife.
彼得从最高的盼望就掉到最大的失望的深谷里面去了。
Peter went from very high hope to very disappointed.
他眼见耶稣基督软弱无能一样的，像羊被牵到宰杀之地一样的，就被这罗马兵丁就拖走了。
Jesus looks like he was very helpless, that just like the lamb that's about to be slaughtered, that was taken away by the Roman soldier.
他不赞成耶稣这样做。
He was not agreeing to what Jesus was doing.
不同意耶稣这样做。
He disagreed what Jesus was doing.
就是哎呀，好倒霉啊！我跟随他跟随了三年，一点盼望都没有。
He said, after I followed Jesus after 3 years, I have no more hope.
很失望。
He was very disappointed.
逃走了。
Then he ran away.
逃走不但他逃走啊，而且居然就在耶稣受审的时候，在人面前否认耶稣。
Not only he ran away, he also disowned Jesus 3 times in front of people.
一个女孩子问他，哎，你跟耶稣一伙的吗？
And this one girl asked him, aren't you with this man?
我听你讲加利的那个口腔跟耶稣讲的口腔一样嘛
I see that your accent is the same as Jesus the Nazareth
彼得一连三次否认我跟他划清界限我跟他没有关系
Peter disowned Jesus Christ 3 times that he drew a line saying that he did not know him
彼得到哪去了
So where did Peter go?
我不知道。
I don't know.
也许回到家里，或者躲在什么地方，门都关起来了，恐怕罗马兵丁会捉他。
Maybe he went back to Galilee, or maybe he just went home, locked up the door, that he was afraid that the Roman soldier would be trying to capture him.
所以耶稣在被钉十字架的哥哥他的山上看不见彼得。
As Jesus was nailed on the cross, that he did not see Peter.
这位了不起的彼得不知道哪去了。
Peter, we don't know what happened to him.
这耶稣是在他旁边，就耶稣的母亲跟几个妇女。
So only a few women, as well as Jesus' mother, was with him.
在门徒当中，就称为爱的门徒，这位约翰也站在十字架的下面。
Only the disciple John was with him.
看不见这位称为磐石的西门。
You cannot see this rock, the disciple named Peter.
彼得哪里去了？
So what happened to Peter?
软弱了。
He was weakened.
躲藏了。
He was hiding.
否认耶稣了。
He was rejecting Jesus.
不感觉到我不愿意做他的门徒了。
I don't want to be his disciple anymore.
做他的门徒有什么好啊？
So there's nothing good to be his disciple.
受苦有份。
I would need to suffer.
吃苦有份。
I would need to lose things.
啊，服侍人有份。
I would have to serve others.
当我们需要你提拔我帮我让我们来准备一副登高一副的时候你却令我失望我彼得好难过
as you were trying to raise my status to a higher place but disappointed me
在哥哥大山上耶稣被钉死了
on top of the Golgotha mountain Jesus Christ was nailed
然后他分尸首埋葬了
After that, he was buried.
一天，两天，三天过去了。
After 3 days passed.
哥哥他山上也钉十字架，这个事情虽然轰动一时，但慢慢沉静下来了。
While the Jesus of Nazareth was nailed on the Golgotha mountain, this was a very big news. But over time, the news has dissipated.
就轰动一时的新闻现在不过成为街头巷尾大家谈论的一个资料而已
A well-known news now today is only some gossip in the streets
门徒销声匿迹不见了
All the disciples have all disappeared
好像耶路撒冷慢慢就恢复平静所有的事情都过去了
The town of Jerusalem has become quiet and just like nothing had ever happened.
但三天以后，有一天清晨，太阳还没有出来的时候
On the third day before sunrise,
门徒躲起来
while the disciples were hiding.
彼得不知道哪里去了
We still don't know where Peter was hiding.
突然，抹大拉的玛利亚跟几个妇女跑来就找他们。
All of a sudden, Mary Magdalene came to find him.
Hey, 你们在这里躲起来干什么？
She asked him, "Why are you all hiding in this place?"
我告诉你，我们亲眼看见耶稣基督复活了。
I told you, I saw with my own eyes that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
他特别叫我们呢，告诉你们跟彼得啊，特别告诉你们和这位磐石彼得，耶稣复活了。
He told me to tell you, as well as Peter, that he has resurrected.
他现在先去加利利海边，在那里等你们。
That he will go to the Sea of Galilee to wait for you there.
你们务必要到那里去去见他。
You must all go there to see him.
你说彼得听见这句话，他信不信呢？
Now, do you think Peter will believe this?
他信了。
He believed.
还是将信将疑吧。
Because he believed.
但是也有不信的。
He also has some disbelief in him.
彼得到底还是彼得。
Peter is still Peter.
我刚才说了，这位年轻人到底还是一个领袖人才。
Peter is still a person with leader.
他就把这躲藏起来的门徒又号召几个出来。
So he called all the hidden disciples to go.
号召了几个人？圣经。我数了半天，他号召的六个。
So in the Bible, I read that Peter had called 6 disciples that were hidden.
连他自己加上七个。
Including him, there were total of 7 people.
卖耶稣犹大当然不见了。
Of course, the Judah that sold Jesus was
already. 那么其还有其他四个找不到了。
And the other four, they couldn't find him.
他就带着这七个同伴呢，就到加利利去等候，就等候说要跟他们见面的这位耶稣。
So all seven of them went to the Galilee to see Jesus Christ. There was told them to wait there.
那还不错。
Now that was good.
他就不能够坐那里空等。
That he didn't just go there and wait.
他一面打鱼，一面在等。
He was fishing and also waiting.
啊，就在他们一个晚上。连一条鱼没有打上的时候，他们就看见远远的在岸上有一个人出现了。
One night they've been fishing for one day, they still did not catch anything. All of a sudden they see that there's one person on the shore.
渔民就看见，哎呀，那个就是耶稣嘛，这是我们的主啊。
And they said, oh, that's Jesus, our Lord.
彼得就是显出彼得的个性。
Peter showed his.
然后就不管。那么多了，马上就从船上就跳到水里面，就跑上岸上来见这位耶稣。
So Peter just jumped into the water and swam over to, and go meet Jesus.
没有想到耶稣已经在岸上给他们预备好了早餐。
And Jesus has already prepared breakfast on the shore for them.
知道他们一个晚上劳累寒冷，就为他们预备了一些野火在那里。
Jesus knew that they were hungry and tired, so he had prepared a fire for them.
知道他们一个晚上没有劳碌，就告诉他们怎么样打鱼，结果打出很多很多鱼上来。
He knew they did not catch anything. He told them how to catch the fish, and they cast a net with lots of fish in it.
在这种场合当中，这几个门徒跟耶稣在吃早餐。
In this situation, that these disciples were having breakfast with Jesus.
这个早餐也是为他们预备的。
This breakfast was prepared by Jesus.
然后就叫彼得说：“你们昨天，你今天刚才打的鱼，拿过来几条过来啊，我们一起来吃你打来的鱼。”
And Jesus told them to bring a couple of fish that they just caught, and let's have breakfast with let's have breakfast too.
我记得我到家里去旅游的时候啊，在附近我们每一天每一顿饭吃饭的时候啊，总有一条鱼。叫做彼得鱼。
I remember when I went to visit Galilee, every meal that we had, there's always a fish. The fish would be called Peter fish.
现在从加利利海打上来的鱼，他们都叫彼得鱼了。
And all the fish they call in Galilee are also called Peter fish.
这话我不随便加进去的，但是这顿饭很特别的一顿饭。
You know, this was a special meal.
换上普通，那么这顿饭里头大概在抢，都来不及讲话。
Many people were fighting for the food. They were not able to talk. They didn't have time to talk.
回想过去，讲讲当时的恐怖，或者这个等等等等许千言万语啊，但是大家吃这顿饭连一句话都没有。
As they were looking back, they probably had lots of words to say, but during this meal, they did not have a word.
我相信彼得心里面有许多许多的恐惧。
And we know that in Peter's heart that he was very frightened.
也不知道怎么面对这位他曾经否认过的耶稣。
He did not know how to face this person that he had rejected.
也许他看看，这位复活的耶稣到底是怎么样啊？也有许多许多话语要问耶稣。
When he sees Jesus, that after he sees, he probably had many words that he want to ask Jesus.
我反正问问耶稣，耶稣问他：“哎，你到哪里去了？你为什么否认我？”他又怎么应付
？So what happened if ask Jesus ask him how come he disowned me so many times? How is he going to answer?
但是这些圣经都不是这样记载。
In the Bible, nothing was captured this way.
耶稣把他所有一切都忘记了。
Jesus, the things that happened has all have been forgotten.
唯一记得的就是你彼得，你在哪里去了？
The only thing that he remembered was where did you go, Peter?
你的光景现在怎么样？
How are you today now?
我特别在众人的面前特别提醒你，我就恐怕你软弱跌倒而失败了。
Among all people, I mention you especially because I don't I want to make sure you haven't fallen.
耶稣爱他。
Because Jesus loved him.
他特别爱这位软弱跌倒的彼得。
He especially loved his fallen disciple.
好像你我们你我在属灵的上面软弱的时候，耶稣特别纪念爱你而提醒你。
Just like you and I, when we fall down, Jesus would love us, especially to bring us up.
圣经说吃奶，那母亲怎么样没有不会忘记她吃奶的婴孩呀、啊？啊，神不会忘记我们，就是母亲有的时候也会忘记她吃奶的婴孩。神说，我也不会忘记你。
In the Bible, it says that the mother will not forget to feed the baby milk, just like Jesus says, He will not forget us.
虽然你我也许跌倒像彼得一样，但是不要忘记耶稣。记得你，他在提你的名，今天就复活你。
Sometimes you and I may be fallen just like Peter, but Jesus reminded us that He will bring us back up.
复活彼得干什么？
What He called Peter back.
没有追究他的过犯。
He did not go back and count his mistakes.
没有数算他哪里跌倒。
He did not count the where he had fallen.
只做一件事情。
The only one thing he did.
他想知道彼得爱他的程度。
He only wants to know how much Peter loved Jesus.
看彼得爱他与今天世界他所得着的一些东西，这个比较的程度是怎么样？
He wanted to weigh how much Peter loved him compared to all the things that he already had.
他没有叫做彼得。
He did not call Peter.
在约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
He said, son of John, do you love this more?
因为你是磐石。
Because you're the rock.
我要把我的工作交给你。
I want to give you all my work.
你是小磐石。
You're the small rock.
我是大磐石。
And I'm the big rock.
你要做我的工作。
And you want to do my work.
我是一个牧人。
I'm a,
我是一个好牧人。
I'm a shepherd.
好牧人对羊的责任是如何？
What is the work of a shepherd?
好牧人怎么样为羊舍命？
How does a good shepherd?
我今天我把我的责任交给你。
Today I want to pass my work to you.
我也想知道交给你之前要知道你爱我的程度是怎么样。
Before I pass this work to you, I want to know how much you love me.
彼得，不失为彼得。
This is real Peter.
他从心里面说，主啊，你知道一切，你知道一切。
Deep down in Peter's heart, he said, Lord, you know how much I love you.
你是无所不知道的，你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know all things.
耶稣今天在你我的面前所想要知道的就是这个。
Jesus Christ in our heart wants to know this as well.
耶稣说，好，你牧养我的羊。
Jesus said, Shepherd, feed my.
这句话就够了。
This is enough.
因为我也是说我是好牧人。
Jesus said, I'm a good shepherd.
你跟随我三年，已经看见我的榜样。
You have been following me, that you have seen the work I have done.
你跟随我三年。
You follow me 3 years.
你听了我许多许多的教训。
You have heard my many teaching.
你跟随我三年。
You follow me 3 years.
你已经看见我所有一切的作为。
You have seen all my doing.
今天他要把他的责任、工作、使命，交托这位愿意爱、接受他的爱的彼得。
Today, Jesus is going to pass all his work, his mission, to this Peter, who loved him very much.
让这位约翰的儿子西门在这兼顾他自己的使命，成为一个彼得。
Let this Simon, son of Peter, to solidify his work.
最后。就对彼得说
At the end he told Peter
你跟从我吧
He said follow me
彼得已经跟随了耶稣
Peter has already followed Jesus
耶稣今天肯定地叫他在爱里头你跟从我吧
Jesus told him that firmly in love that you follow me
复活的耶稣今天所要求你我的是你爱我吗
The resurrected Jesus Christ want us to follow him
你跟从我吧
You follow me
谢谢
Thank you